giving ICE $86 million to secure hotel rooms for illegals coming across the border, the southern border. And I did a little math during the break here and came up with this number for you. You take that $86 million, and they're talking about using it. It's $86.9 million, and they want to use it to provide temporary shelter and processing services for families who have not been expelled from the United States but have been placed in immigration proceedings for their removal. They're here illegally. We're talking about over 1,200 beds, 1,239 beds that they're contracting. This comes to, are you ready for this now? If you do the math, 1,239 beds and this $86.9 million contract, the math tells you that is, they're paying, we are paying in our tax money, $70,137.21 per bed. Are you kidding me? $70,137 per bed to house illegals coming across the border. Who's ever heard of such a thing? Well, they have on the far left, and they have when you're trying to create a new voting base or cement the one that you already have in place of illegal immigrants, trying to find every way to get them ballots, and now they're going to have even more in the country, and they're giving them free hotel rooms to boot. Hey, I want a free lunch too, you know? I've been paying taxes a long time. Don't I get something free now? It's absolutely stunning when you start breaking these things down. And you look at it, my goodness. The $86 million to make sure that illegals have a hotel room to stay in the United States for free? Why? What gives them that right? They're not even citizens here. They don't have permission to cross our border into our country, and we're giving them free room and I assume board too. You got to be kidding me. A longtime friend, a man who's been with us before, we used to do our broadcasts from the FAIR efforts in Washington every year. That's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The communications director for them who's been with us before on the show, you've heard him. His name is Dave Ray, and he's on the other end of our line right now. David, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Doing great, buddy. Good morning to you as well.
It's good to hear your voice again. You know, it's just been driving me nuts here for the last few minutes while I was doing all that math. I could not remember the name of the hotel where we always did the shows in Washington for FAIR.
Oh, geez. I'm looking at it right now. You caught me off guard.
See, here's the worst part.
Right, they have above this, the Dubliner. The Dubliner is the bar, the Irish bar in the basement.
And then there's that restaurant that's got the greatest chicken pot pies right next door, too.
Yeah.
That's in the Royal Dubliner.
Of all the things I thought I was going to be asked today, it was not that. I will think of that hopefully before the end of the show.
Well, we shall see. I've just been talking about this new $86 million ICE contract to take care of the illegals coming across the border. So we're spending over $70,000 per room, by my math, on these illegals. Over $70,000 per room to give people free housing. Are you kidding me?
I mean, Frank, it is so out of control. The Biden administration took a wrecking ball to every facet of immigration enforcement that we had in place, you know, agreements with other nations to our south to cut down on asylum abuse, the Remain in Mexico program that kept people who were asking for political asylum but were simply seeking catch and release. It kept them in Mexico until we had their asylum hearing held. We had agreement with Mexico to seal its southern border. I mean, all of these things were completely dismantled. Immigration and Customs Enforcement now is no longer even allowed to do interior enforcement for about 90% of the illegal alien population. And what has happened? We've created an explosion at the border. They are expecting the biggest rush of people that we've had in the last 20 years. Things are so bad in the southern Rio Grande Valley that in the old days of catch and release, they would at least have you fill out paperwork so that you would have a court date and everything set up before they released you into the interior of the United States and you disappeared. They don't even have the time to do that now. They're simply just releasing people into the United States. They're putting people who are testing positive for COVID on buses and sending them into the interior of the country. It's almost, you know, to wreck our ability to control our borders and then to feign your surprise at what you've caused is so disingenuous. I mean, this is a self-inflicted head wound by the Biden administration, and they need to come up with a plan fast.
It doesn't sound like they have any intention of changing it, though, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. I mean, when somebody is allowed into the country, put into a hotel room, don't you think the first call they make is to back home in Central America, where they say, hey, everything we heard is right. They're letting people, they're not only putting us up in free hotel rooms, then they're going to let us go into the interior of the country. Catch and release is back on track. But the scary thing is, it's not just Central Americans and Mexicans who are coming. They're catching people now from Iran, Syria, Yemen, China. So it's a national security problem as well.
Yeah, my only call to somebody other than fellow illegals might be to room service. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. When they're putting all these people up in hotels, they're not testing them for COVID. The federal government is doing zero COVID testing. They're saying the states can test them if they want to. So it is just absolutely insane. You know, the good news is that the president has finally discovered that we have a crisis at the border. The bad news is that it's the president of Mexico, not the United States, who's discovered it and is now calling for a plan.
Does Mexico want to stop these people from coming over here?
Yeah, I mean, this is terribly destabilizing for the Mexican government. I mean, everybody who's coming into the United States is paying as much as $10,000 to Mexican smugglers, and it is that's going right into the hands of the cartels. It's very destabilizing for Mexico, and Mexico is starting to complain very loud about it.
All right, hey Dave, really appreciate the time this morning. Miss all of you guys at FAIR very, very much, and thank you so much for coming on.
Hopefully, you bet. Hopefully, we'll have feet to the fire again this year, and we'll see you in the fall.
Beautiful. Talk to you again. Take care, Dave. Dave Ray, the Communications Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform here on the Frank Beckman Show. Get your phone calls coming up at 800-859-0957. Yeah, I'd like one of those rooms, too. You know, $70,000 per room? Sure. Sign me up. And I am calling room service, because room service should come with it. If you're going to let me in your country and you're going to put me up in a hotel, you got to feed me and pay for everything I want. Okay, let's take a break now and check traffic and weather with Dana Clark.